Let's say also you want to burn these three pieces of meat. You have a piece of meat that's pigle, that's a psul by kochim, yeshechtish lebizmanoi, or else via noise, it was left over the time achino, or else via tome. You have a tomatic piece of meat. Now you want to burn these three pieces together. Is beishama yermim ain surfing kachas? You're not allowed to. Because posha the pigle and the noiser, even though it has a psul on it, you're not allowed to eat them, but they're not tummy midiraisa. Rashi speaks out midirabonin the tummy. But midiraisa, a piece of meat that's from bosa kochim, that has a psul pigle on it, or else that a psul noiser, you left it overnight, you didn't eat it at the right time, midiraisa, it's not tummy. So Beishame says you're not allowed to burn it with truma tomeya. Because if you burn it together, when the kochim tomeya is going to touch the noise, it's going to be metamorit. And you're not allowed to be metama bosa kochim. Thus out Beishame. Beithil oimian nisrofim kachas. Beithil holds here, no, here it's mutter. Hey, since pigle and noiser is awesome with your rice that eat it, something that's awesome with your rice that eat it, we'll soon see later from Rashi, that's also has the same mile as tummy. So therefore, a zach that's pigle or noisim, this piece of meat is kochim, is an issa ha-terah to eat it, that has the same choyma like tomeya. So that Beis Hillel holds, you're allowed to burn it together with a piece of meat that's tomei. It's tor, even though it's tor, but since it has an issa derisa on it, that's like a dintuma. That's all that's mutter. Now, so this is what Rabbi Yossi ties back to Rameya. You, Rabbi Meir, says that on Erev Pesach, Akam Shoah Chamishis, or Shishis, when you're burning the Truma, that's Chometz. You're allowed to burn Torim at Temeya, Tanit Rabbi Yossi, you have no right at all for now, Mishnah. Now, Zot Gemara, if you're going to tell me the way Rav Nachman learns Pshat now, Mishnah, that Rameya, when Rameya now, Mishnah, brought a Raya, that you are allowed to burn Truma Torah and Truma Temeya together, where did he bring his Raya from? Medivar Rav Yeshua Kamer. He brought his Raya not from the Reisha of our Mishnah, but from a different din that Rav Yeshua said. Rav Yeshua said, if this barrel of Truma is falling down, you're allowed to be Matamrit. Abizoya, my Mahadle Rav Yosim, Rav Chinas, Kanakahanim. What is Rabbi Yossi talking about then? Rabbi Yossi ties back to Rameya, you brought a raya from the Mishnah from Chinas Kanakanim, your raya is wrong. But the way Rav Nachman learns, Rav Meir didn't bring a raya from Chanina. So what does Rabbi Yossi ask Nakasha back to Rameya? From Rabbi Chanina, that wasn't Rav Meir's raya. And the Gemara and Echanami, Rav Nachman will still answer you. Omer Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yossi la vadaite, Rabbi Yossi made a mistake. Rav Yossi did not know exactly where Rav Meir brought his raya from. That he thought, Rav Yossi thought, Rav Meir mid Rav Chanina's kanakanim kamalei. Rav Yossi taka thought that Rav Meir in the Mishnah says, I have a raya, that you're allowed to burn Truma Tehoira and Truma Tamea together. Rav Yossi thought that he brought his raya from Rav Chanina's kanakanim kamalei. V'yomalei, and Rav Meir answered back, no. No, mit Rav Yeshua kamina. You should know, I'm asking to you. From our Mishnah, there's no right at all. Because Rav Chanina is talking about, we're both Bosa Kochim, what Tommy I call upon him at Raisam. It's only a question, one was a Shlishi, one was a Rishon, so you're making it into a Sheni now. That's what he was Matim. But he wasn't Matim, but one is Torah Legamri. So Rav Meir says, Enechanami, I'm asking to you. I'm not bringing my Raya from Rav Chanina. No, mid Rav Yeshua kamina. I'm bringing a Raya from the other Mishnah we had before, Rav Yeshua's Halacha. That there the din was, mamish, you have truma Torah in a barrel of wine that's falling down. Rav Yeshua says you're allowed to save the wine even though you're using a keli that's tummy. Even though you're going to be metama, the truma, still it's mutter. So that's a good raya. Now, v'yomalei, Rav Yossi answered back, no. V'yafilul Rav Yeshua. Rav Yossi answers back to Rameya, still it's a kashim what you're saying. Even according to Rav Yeshua, you have no raya, nami, ain't he amida. It's not a raya. We'll soon see why not. Why is not a good raya from Rav Yeshua? Why? So Rav Yossi says, to moida Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua, they're both moida, she'asorev zubif nayatzmai, mizubif nayatzmai. That's what Rav Yossi holds. That you'll ask Rav Yeshua himself, on Erev Pesach, when it comes Shor Shishis, that you have to burn the Truma, if you have Truma Torah here, that's Chometz, and Truma Tumeya, that's Chometz, you're not allowed to burn the two together. Because since this is Truma Torah, even though you're not supposed to eat it now, so what? It's still Torah, and you don't have any right to be Matamrit. So Rav Yossi holds, even Rav Yeshua will be Moedit to me. Rav Yeshua himself says, there is a time you are allowed to be Truma Tumeya. We'll soon see what the Torah is. For the Gemara now, the Amay Ein Hi Amida. Like, what is Rav Yossi saying? Why doesn't Rav Meir have a good raya from Yeshua? So the Mar Mido Midihi, the Chur, it's a good raya. Just like over there, there the case was again, you have this barrel of wine that's truma. It's truma teira. It cracked, and the wine starts to fall down, and on the bottom there's a bor there. What do you have inside the bor? You have chulin tumeya. Now chulin, even though it's tumeya, you're allowed to eat it. A Yisrael could eat it. Even a kohen could eat it when he's tumeya. So a kohen could eat it. But if the truma falls down into the chulin, you ruin everything, because then the truma becomes tumeya, and you can't eat it then. Truma tumeya, you can't eat. So what you want to do is you want to save this truma, it shouldn't fall down. So the best answer is to get kelim that are tahor and catch the truma. If it's tahor, you're not doing anything wrong. The shalom is you can't find any kelim tahorim. All you have in Yas is only kelim tumeim. So if Yeshua says still it's mutter, you're allowed to go take your kelim that's tamei and catch this truma that's falling down. Why? I be a daim now you be metamei that truma. The teretz is that since this wine, if you wouldn't catch it now, anyway it's falling down into the bar that's tamei. So anyway, this truma, you wouldn't have heter achilam. Anyway, you can't eat the truma. So since you can't eat the truma anyway, there's no issa to be metamrit. That's what Yeshua says. So that's what Yeshua svara, so that's what the Gemara. Luchur Rav Meir has a good rayon. Who are then on Erev Pesach? When you want to become shosh kamishis, or shosh shishis, you're not allowed to eat the truma. So this truma Torah you can't eat anyway. Since you can't eat it, luchur, you should be allowed to burn it together with truma tamei. That's Rav Meir's raya. So why is Rav Yosef saying it's not a good raya? If I can't, luchur, it is a good raya. That's Mos Kasha. Mido midahi. Have the Gemara know. Rav Yosef asked Rav Meir like this. Shani hosom diika hefset chulin. I'll tell you, when is Rav Yeshua Maida that when the wine that's truma is falling down, you're allowed to take a keli that's tamei to save the wine, that it shouldn't ruin the chulin on the bottom. I, by saving it with a keli that's tamei, you're being metama the truma. Why is it mutter? Only because you're saving yourself a hefset not to ruin the chulin on the bottom. Like this, you have a bor of vat full of wine there. It's chulin dika wine. Anybody can eat it. And it's tamei. But that wine could be drunk. You could drink that wine. If you are Yisroel, you're allowed to drink it. But if this truma now falls down into it, it'll last the whole thing. Now the truma will become tumeya. Truma tumeya, you can't eat. So that's when the Yeshua is moida, that you're allowed to save, allowed to be metama the truma. Because by being metama the truma, you're saving yourself oichlim. That's when it's mutter. Ma'ashen karaner of Pesach, when you have to burn this truma that's chometz, Torah, and truma that's chometz, Tumeyon, why should you burn them together? You're not saving anything. Burn them separate. If you burn them separate, there's no hefsid. So mainly you have to burn it separately. For the Gemara, no. Maskabar of Yumyo. Masnisa nami you can hefsid the Eitzim. You're wasting money also by Eitzim. If you can burn it in one fire, so you only have to use one piece of wood to make the fire, and you'll throw Zai the Truma Torah there and the Truma Tumeyah there. But now that you're telling me you can't burn the two together, you can't be Matama the Truma, you have to make two separate fires, so you have to get yourself more wood. Look, it's also hefsid. You're wasting money. Like this, you have to make two different fires. One fire you burn the Truma Torah, and one fire you burn the Truma Tumeyah. So it's also a hefsid. So Chura Rav Meir should have a good raya from Rav Yeshua that the Malkam hefsid, you are allowed to be metama truma when you can't eat it anyway. And here, Shor Shishish, you can't eat it anyway. And the Gemara knows there's still a Rabbi Yosef still had a good kasha. Omele Yehu Sabam, lehefsid meruba choshishu, lehefsid muet lechoshishu. Hey, this is the machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Rav Meir. Rabbi Yosef told Rav Meir, you have no raya from Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua is only moida, that you're allowed to save this truma from falling down into the bor, because if you don't stop the truma from falling down into the bor, you're going to ruin yourself a lot of money. There's a lot of wine there on the bottom, that's chulim, that's tamei. So like this, it's worth money, you could drink it. If the truma will fall down, you're going to ruin all that wine that's on the bottom. So with the big hefsid, then Rav Yeshua was maskim that you're allowed to be metama this truma. Because since the truma anyway you're not going to be able to eat, you're allowed to be metamrit. Mashenker now Mishnah, no, Rav Yosef, you should have to make two separate fires to burn the truma Torah in this fire and burn the truma Tumeh in this fire. I have to spend a few more pennies to get more wood for hefsid muat lechoshu. That's Rav Yosef's taina. Rav Meir didn't hold from that taina. Rav Meir hold no. When it was, we're not afraid. Manasseh could be he bechal didn't hold from the svara hefsid. He holds Rav Yeshua holds no. We about midiraisa. You're not allowed to be metama truma. Here you're allowed to. It's a raya. Why? That since the truma anyway is not going to be able to eat, you can't eat the truma. If you don't save this barrel of wine from falling down, it's going to fall down anyway, and you're not going to be able to eat it because it's going to become tamei. So since you can't eat the truma anyway, Halt Rebbe Meir learns Trat and Rebbe Yeshua, there's no isra at all to be matam of the truma. So it's not be called hefsid, merubah hefsid, muat. Forget about the svar of hefsid. Remeya holds you allowed to be matam of the truma this way. That's why he holds an erev Pesach. It comes shor shishis that you can't eat the truma anyway. You're allowed to burn the two together. Rabbi Yossi says no, there's no raya. There's a hefsid. Here there's not a hefsid meruba. Amar Rabasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, machlekes b'sheish. I tell you the machlekes. If you're allowed to burn on erev Pesach, if you have truma that's chometz, Torah and Tumei, can you burn it together or not? It's only a machlekes the sixth hour. That's with still mutter midiraisa. It's only yosem midrabbonin. That's where it's a machlekes if you can burn the two together. There's truma Torah and the truma Tumei. Avol b'sheva, when it comes already after chatzos, that the chometz is osem midiraisa. So even though this truma is tor, but since it's osem midiraisa, eat it now. Halt Rabbi Yochanan, divrei hakol sorfen. According to everybody, even according to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to burn the two together. Rashi says, "Machlekes b'sheish shadayin ein al Torah eli isa the rabbonin. It's only osim the rabbonin teet the chometz erev Pesach. Avol b'sheva, but when it comes already after chatzos, the seventh hour of the day, shenetzra kvam in a Torah after chatzos is osim the raisa teet this chometz. So even though this is truma Torah, but it's chometz is ein locha tuma gedol mizu. That's what Rashi says. That now that this chometz becomes osim teet." Even though it's truma Torah, but since it has upon it an issa haTorah, that's like tuma. Ein locha tuma gedol mizu. Like my nafkamida, whether it's tuma because it touched the sheretz, or whether the Torah asked you to eat it. If the Torah put an issa on this chometz, you're not allowed to eat it. That's the same thing like tuma. The divrei hakol after Rabbi Yossi Sorfen. Therefore, you're allowed to burn this truma Torah with truma tumeya. What are you doing? You're making the truma Torah tumeya. It bounces it's awesome. It's right to eat it. That's the same thing like tuma. What's tumah? Tumah is a misazach. It's not nice. Once it's awesome and derisive, it's also called a misazach. It's not a nice thing. So, mainly, you're not doing anything wrong to this tumah, since anyway it's awesome and derisive. It's like mis this tumah already. Now there's no issa to be matamrit. It's only issa to be matamrit truma Torah when it doesn't have any issa on it. It's a kodesh tigazach truma Torah. But once the truma Torah is awesome and derisive, it has the same mile as tumah, and now you're allowed to burn it together. That's what Rabbi Yechon is being mechadish. That after Chatzos, everybody holds, you're allowed to burn the two together. So the Gemara Omer le Rab Zeira. Rab Asi, Neimok Sov Rab Yechon, L'chura, let's say Rab Yechon has told, Mas Nisen V'Avatuma, that the Pshat for now missionary is of Chalina Skana Kahanim, is talking about that one piece of meat that was kachim was Tomei from an Avatuma Diraisa. So that became a Rishon Atuma. Uvlad Atuma Dirabonin. Now the second piece of meat was Tohor Midiraisa. It was only Tomei from Avlada Tumah Midrabonin. That's what Rabbi Chanina holds. That even though Midiraisa is Tor, but since it's also Midrabonin, you're allowed to be Metamrit, you're allowed to burn the two pieces of meat together, even though you'd be Metamrit. Or my Midrayim, where did Rabbi Meir learn out from our Mishnah that you're allowed to burn a Chometz, a Truma Torah, with Truma Tumeyim? He learned it out from Chanina. Or my Midrayim, what is Rabbi Meir learning out from that from Divrayim? He learned it out from Mechinas Kana Kahanim. That's what? The Mechinas Kana Kahanim holds that you're allowed to burn this kotchim, even though one meat is Tohar Midiraisa, and the other meat is Mamash Rishon Tuma. Still, you're allowed to burn the two together. Why? Because since it's also Midrabonin Akoponim, it touched the Tuma Midrabonin, therefore you're allowed to burn it together. And Memela, the same thing Erev Pesach. Not that we say in the Mishnah, Remeya says, you're allowed to burn the chometz together. I'll tell you, it's bedavke shor chamishes, or el shor shishes. Only the fifth or sixth hour when midrabbonin is osetidit. Since it's osetidit midrabbonin, I have a raya from mechinas kanakhanim that something that's only tummy midrabbonin, you're allowed to be matamrit midiraisa. There also, bedavke the fifth or sixth hour that it's osetidit midrabbonin tidit, that's when you could burn it with truma Torah. Mashenke in the fourth hour, or let's say the third hour erev Pesach. That's mamish mutter gomer teet the chometz. You still not eat it. So there's not even issa the rabbanon on it. Then Rabbi Meir will be moed. You can't burn it together with truma tmeya, because he learned it out only from Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says you're allowed to burn kotchin that's tohor with kotchin that's tameh. Why? Only because this piece of meat is tameh with rabbanon. It has to at least have an issur with rabbanon. So therefore, Rashi speaks this all the time. Therefore, it's only the fifth hour of the day that I call upon him it's awesome with rabbanon. But the fourth or third hour of the day that would be mutter with rabbanon to eat the chametz, then Rabbi Meir can't learn out from our Mishnah. Omalei, he answered back, Enech Nami Yin, Yitaka right. That if manami, Omer Rabbi Yechinim, mas nisin biya v'atumah d'yaraisa of lada tumah d'rabonin, o mayim ad-ivrayim ad-ivrayim b'chidis gana kahanim, o machloikis v'sheish, and let this pshat, the whole machloikis is dafka, the sixth hour. Because that's where it's awesome d'rabonin only. So if it's only awesome d'rabonin, you learn it out from Rabbi Chinas gana kahanim, just like over there, one piece of meat was tumah d'rabonin, still you're allowed to be matamah with a tumah d'yaraisa, who adin on shor shishis. About this chomes, the Truma Torah, is also midrabbonin tidit, it's like it's tamei midrabbonin, you're allowed to burn it with Truma Temeya midraisa. Avul b'sheva, ma'ashenken, it comes already after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, that now the chomes is also midraisa tidit, I'll tell you, divrei ha'kos orphan, according to everybody, you're allowed to burn this Truma Torah with the Truma Temeya, according to everybody. Why? Since now, after Sheva, after Chatzos, it's also midiraisa tidit, like Rashi said. So even the Truma Torah has like a din tumor on it. Anything that's also midiraisa tidit, ain't lecha tumor gedel lemizum. Therefore, we're allowed to burn the two together. So, demar lechur leima mesayle. Let me bring your raya to this. I'll bring your raya that we're talking about I'll bring your raya to Rabbi Yechon and Svara. That where something is also midiraisa tidit, you are allowed to burn it together with another tumor de gezach. I have often a raya from the first brice we brought down. Leimim Masayle. The end of the first brice was, Ha-pigol v'yanoisa v'yatomi. If you have a piece of meat of kochim that had a psul pigol on it, that means v'shasta koyin shechta de behema, he had the ruah machshav v'tidat chuslas manoi, a chuslam koinoi, so it's awesome if you write to eat this meat. Hu adin v'yanoisa, a piece of meat that, let's say, shlomim, he's supposed to eat it 2 days and the night in between, you left it over that time, the second night already becomes noiser. Who are din viatame? You have a piece of meat, a bosa kochim, that became tame. Is be shama yermim ein nisrofim kachas. You're not allowed to burn it together. Oh, be tiloimim though, nisrofim kachas. You're allowed to burn it together. Now, why are you allowed to burn these things together? The bosa that's tame is tame. Tame midiraisam. This pigle and noiser, poshid, it's bosa that's tahor. It's not tame. True, it's osetidid, but it's not tame, it's torum. So how are you allowed to burn the two together? Lechur any boss or kochim, you're not allowed to be matamrit. So how come here Beisul holds you're allowed to burn the two together? Elamai is a chloraya to Rav Yechnim that since tigel and noiser is awesome with the rice that eat it, anything that's awesome with the rice that eat it is like tummy. So something that's tummy, there's no issue to burn it with another thing that's tummy. But if you learn not like Rav Yechnim, then even though something's awesome with the rice that eat, but since it's tohor, there's still an isser. You're not allowed to burn it with something that's tameh. You can't be metameh this Torah de Gezach. Why does Beisul say you're allowed to burn noiser and tameh together? Lechur, the noiser is Torah de Gemit. How are you allowed to burn it with tameh de Gemit? And the Ma'aserai to Rabbi Yechidim, that since the noiser is also tit midiraisa, something that's also tit midiraisa is ein lechot tumah gedel mizu. It has mis, it's not a nice thing, it's like tumah. Therefore, there's no isser to be metamrit. So here I have a raya from this braisa. So the Gemara name, maybe there's no raya. Shani Hosom, the istlu tumas midrabonin. I'll tell you, maybe pigle and noise is a little bit different. Because pigle and noise midrabonin is tummy. The rabonin put a tum upon pigle and noise. The tanan, like we learned. Ha pigle via noiser, mitame mesiadayim. Shnov, your hands touch the pigle or noiser, it's mitame you. So since there's a tumma midrabonin, maybe that's why you like need both svaras together. Rav Yechon alone says, that Shor Sheva, the seventh hour after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, you're allowed to burn Truma Torah with Truma Temeya. Why? Even though it's Torah Gomer, but since it's Osim Midiraisa, you're allowed to burn it together. Now we'll say maybe you have Noraya from this Bryce here of Pigel Benoistim. Maybe just the fact that it's Osim Midiraisa alone will not be enough. But yeah, Pigel Benoistim has another mile to it. Pigel Benoistim, the Meister, is Tomim Midirabonim. So since it's Osim Midiraisa Teet, and it's tummy with the rabbanon, then you're allowed to burn the two together. But maybe chometz, even after chatzos, since it's not tummy at all, even though it's also teeth midiraisa, maybe you wouldn't be allowed to burn it together. So for this dinner of Vesila, you wouldn't have a clear raya to Rabbi Yechanan. You wouldn't have a clear raya. So the more lema mesayle, come, I'll bring you another raya. Lema mesayle. If you have a piece of bread that got spoiled, and a person cannot eat it now. It got so spoiled that a normal person would not eat it. But it's not so spoiled, a dog would still eat it. What's the lochom? Metama tuma soichlin, bikebeitza. Negeya tilchas tuma, it's still called an oichel. Since a kelev would still eat it, it's not poka, the shame oichel doesn't go off this piece of bread, it's still called an oichel, that's mekabel tuma. Rashi says, "Umetamet the first line, big lines. Metamet tuma soichlin, hoylo metchila nearestly yodam. Since at the beginning this piece of bread was roy for an Adam to eat it, yordala teres tuma. It could be mekabel tuma then. V'yein oylam imenu achatif somachilus kelev. Once the piece of bread became roy was called an oichel. V'mekabel tuma, it doesn't lose that status until it's possible for machilus kelev. What about?" But you should know you're allowed to burn this piece of bread. Even though it's truma Torah, you're allowed to burn this piece of bread in matzmeya bepesach. Even though this piece of bread now is truma and it's Torah dika truma, still you're allowed to burn it together. This goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Reb Meir says any bread you're allowed to burn on Erev Pesach together. This goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The Moedim Rabbi Yossi Eichad Alav Basachilihi Vuadin Lepas Mayusu B'Sheva Shois. You see, since you can't eat this piece of bread, something that's not edible here, Lomais is not edible, and the Mitzvah is not edible. But Uadin, if it's also Midrash to eat it, it's also not considered edible. That's something that's not edible. The din is it's like Tomei, and you are allowed to burn it together with another Tomei to Gazach. So this should be a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. So tomorrow, no. Shani Yosem, here also there's no raya. The Afra B'Almahu, what are you bringing me a raya to? Here it's like dust. We're talking about this bread that got so spoiled that a person wouldn't eat it. So since a normal person wouldn't eat it, that's why you're allowed to burn this truma with tamedika things. Even though this truma is tor, but since it's not edible, it's like mamas ofra b'yalma. So it doesn't have the chaymer of truma, you'd be metama. Mashenk in a good piece of bread, that mamas has the same truma on it, even though it became shor sheva, that's also in the rice that eat it, there's no raya, you're allowed to burn it with tamedika zach. Because that's still called truma, it's still called an oichel. Even though it's osim midiraisa, maybe you can't burn it together. Here it's mutter to burn it together because it's ofrum. It's like efer, it's like dust. Since it's not royal achilas adam, that's why it's mutter. So maybe you wouldn't have any raya from here. For Akimori, Yehochi, Abazoi, my moida. What does it mean that both moida then? Shrashlan Zihochi, the Rav Meir midirab chanina yalef. If Rav Meir learns out from chanina, my enhi amida. No. Rashi, the Rav Meir with Rav Chanina Yalif, if Rav Meir is learning out from Rav Chanina, my moida Rav Lezer to come alay Rav Yosi. Like if Rav Meir learns out from Rav Chanina's Kanakanim, what is Rav Yosi answering back that moida Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua? Who's talking about Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua? His mishlein, if Rav Meir is bringing a raya from Rav Yeshua, it's good. But if you're telling me now, Rav Meir is bringing a raya from Chanina's Kanakana from the first man Yom in the Mishnah, why does Rav Yosi say back that Moedi Rav Yeshua Rav Lezer? What's Nogeyatu? The Mahochi Kamal Rav Yosi to Rav Meir. This is what Rav Yosi told back to Rav Meir. That, first of all, I'm arguing on you from Chanina, you have no raya altogether. And I feel you want to tell me Rav Yeshua would be a raya, even Rav Yeshua is not called a raya. Afilo Rabbi Yeshua, the Mekel, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that is Mekel, Ki Mekel, when is Rabbi Yeshua Mekel, but Tluya, only where you have a Suffolk Truma, Suffolk Tome, that's where he's Mekel, or Tumeya. Abo Betoiro Tumeya Loi, but if something is Tor Vadai, there is not Mekel. That's what Rabbi Yeshua brings down. That's what Rabbi Yosef brings down at the end of the Mishnah. That even Rabbi Yeshua, that's Mekel, he's only Mekel Erev Pesach to burn Truma Tuluya with Tumeya, where it's a Suffolk Tumei, but something that's Vade Tor, there's no Het to Mechlau to burn it. Fred Yumari Hochiv, there's the Pshat, Amai Enihi Amida, Mido Midhi, Lechuri, if Reb Meir is bringing a Raya from Chinas Kana Kahanim, and we're bringing a Raya now that we're talking about, that the piece of meat was only Tumei Midrabonin, so Midiraisi was Tor Gomer. Still Reb Chinas says, you're allowed to burn the Truma Torah with the Truma Tameya. So you see, since you're Isaac and burning, you're allowed to burn the two together. So Rameya brought a good raya for Truma, for Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, B'shoa Shishis, since it's awesome, there are bottom teeth then. So the Chura, even though it's Tor, you should be mutter to burn it. Because Midrabbonin it's also teeth. So blives like the Mishnah of Chanina, that Midrabbonin it's Tomei, even though Midrais it's Tor, still you're allowed to burn the two together. So one is Yab Yasti Taina Batyame, there's no Raya. The Chura, it's a very good Raya. For the more Mido Midhi, Rameya has a good Raya. On Rab Yirmiya, the Machlokes between Rameya and Rab Yasti is like this. Hocho, that the Rab Chanina's Kanakanim says, you're allowed to burn one piece of meat of kachin that's tamei with another piece of meat. It's talking like this: Hocha bebosor shenitmo bemashkin. We're talking about bosor that became tamei from what? It touched water. It touched some liquid. Shenitmo machve sheretz. We're talking about a sheretz went and touched water. So now sheretz is an avatuma. When it touches water, it makes it a rishon tuma. The pasuk will soon say that's midrashim and midrabbanim. Now this water, when it touched the bosa kochim, it made it for a shein l'tumah. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Now the Ozda Reb Mei l'taymei, Reb Yosi l'taymei. Both Reb Mei and Reb Yosi goes according to their shita. Reb Mei l'taymei, Reb Mei goes according to his shita that he learns out from Mechanina's Kanakanim that you're allowed to burn Truma Torah and Truma Tameya. The Yomer, he learns out that Tumas Mashkin l'tamei acherim d'rabbonin. That will soon see a whole Gemara here. That Mashkin has a kayak when it becomes Tameh, to metam is something else, Remei held us only Midirabonin. Midiraisa will soon see Xeras Akosiv, Mashkin, anything that's liquid, does not have a kayak to metam is something else. So Melo, when this piece of meat touched the Mashkin, Midiraisa it's Tor Gomer, the piece of meat. And still Reb Chanina says, you're allowed to burn this piece of meat with another piece of meat that's a Rishon HaTumah. Ah, you're being moist of tum on this first piece of meat. The first piece of meat only touched liquid. Liquid midirais is not matamrit. So midirais is tor gomer. Why are you allowed to burn the two together? Elamai, that's where Mei is raya, that since you're burning the two pieces of meat anyway, you're not going to eat them, you're allowed to be matam of them. So Ramei has a good raya. But Rav Yosi says, no, there's no raya. Rav Yosi le taimei, tiyoma tumas mashkin atom yacherem diraiso. Rav Yosi yells, no, that if this mashkin liquid first became tummy from a sheretz. When a sheretz touches the water is mamish rishon l'tumah midiraisim. And this mashka water has a koyach to be matamah something else midiraisim. So when this mashka touched the second piece of meat, it made it for shein l'tumah midiraisim. But I call upon him that meat is tummy midiraisim. That's why you're allowed to burn the two pieces of meat. Because both pieces of meat are tummy midiraisim. But Remeya, you want to learn out from here that you could burn Truma Torah, that the Rebbe says there's no Raya. The Mishnah is not talking about Torah Midiraisa. The Mishnah, even according to Rebbe Chanina, is talking about that they're both Tomei. So that's Rebbe Yosi's Taina. But Remeya holds not like that, because Remeya goes to Shitosoi. Remeya says, no, since this meat was only Tomei because it touched the Mashke, a Mashke cannot be Metama this piece of meat Midiraisa. So therefore, I have a good Raya that Midiraisa, the piece of meat, is Torah Gomer. Still, I'm allowed to burn it with another piece of meat that's Tomei, Midiraisa. You see, you're allowed to be Metamrit, Bishash, you're burning it. So the more of the Tanya, we're going to the Braisa like this. Sof